Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. We've got snow in the forecast. So hang in there. Nothing crazy, but you know what? Sometimes the first snows that happen, people are idiots. And we always see it's like, oh, it's not going to be too bad. Might be a few, like a dusting overnight. That's what we've said in the past before, right? Oh, just a dusting. So there's no like salt crews out and people go, wee, and they just drive like nuts. So.
People have stormnesia where they forget what it's like to drive in a storm. And it's not even a storm. So they just go, I got this. And then this is when we see someone slide across the side of the road.
Right.
Cause problems.
Here we are. And just to let you know, some breaking news. No, not the government shutdown may be ending. That is breaking news. But breaking news now is that there are these widespread pardons that Donald Trump has given now to anybody involved in this, what he calls, you know, a rigged election from 2020. So Trump has pardoned a long list of political allies for their support in the alleged plans to overturn the 2020 presidential election. So Ed Martin, the Department of Justice's pardon attorney, he's been pretty busy, has posted on X, these are the high profile figures, Trump lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, remember, release the Kraken, and the president's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who likes to throw documents that incriminate him into the fire. And there are dozens of others. So there will be pardons for those. And that makes me wonder, why would you be doing all of this and talking about this instead of talking about the government shutdown? It is not a victory for Republicans. I know that there are people, and especially some Democrats, who are not happy that there are these moderate Democrats who came together to at least move, it looks like, forward on opening the government again. Now, I'm just going to tell you my opinion. Jason will tell you his opinion. You guys can be angry. I know some of you are. Some of you are furious texting us about this. But I honestly believe that there was not going to be an extension of subsidies. So let's just take into it. You can think differently. I feel as though, and the indications are, the administration was doubling down on harming people. You know, the SNAP benefits that were pushed out by Josh Shapiro and in Pennsylvania on Friday night, they went out. People got those. Other states did the same. And then there's this appeal to the Supreme Court, and now everything was kind of put on pause, and the president was literally telling all of these governors, you got to take that money back. We want to stop helping people that are struggling, which has never happened before during a shutdown. He also was the one who pushed the flights for the, you know, reductions, because he knows that that's going to cause pain. I was concerned that there may be accidents as well, because when people, you know, lose any kind of morale, you just don't know where their headspace is at. But anyway, I don't. So let's just say if you hung in there and fought this thing until middle of December, you've already had complete harrowing issues at airports. Families can't get together for the holidays. People who are hungry can't feed themselves or their families or have to make really tough decisions. You still have people without any help on the healthcare front, which is terrible. You know, the ACA marketplace. It's terrible what these increases will do to those folks. But if they did not come to this year extension of ACA subsidies, which I think was the perfect lifeline for Republicans on a strategic sense, there's a part of you that goes, you give them the lifeline. They could always use the cover of, well, we didn't want people to struggle. We accepted this and we're going to do it for a year. I mean, that was politically the smart move for Republicans would have been, we're going to extend the subsidies. That would have been the smart move for them because it looks like you care about people, that you're empathetic, but you also realize I'm kind of in a bad situation. We're in a bad situation. We just got shellacked at the polls. This is not a winning issue for us. Being heartless, callous, and cruel has not gone well. The president is too busy worrying about turning the White House into the Palace of Versailles. We were handing them a lifeline, and they didn't want it. At this point, I think it would have been, I think if they didn't do anything about it, you'd still be at the situation that these Democrats chose to do today. But there would have been a whole lot more pain for people, and not just Democrats, Republicans as well, SNAP recipients and all. I mean, the biggest losers out of this right now are those of you who get your health insurance on the ACA marketplace. And for that, I'm sorry, because it's terrible. It is terrible, the choices people will have to make. The hope here is that these Republicans will come to their senses. And when this thing, because one of the things they got out of this deal is the Senate is supposed to put a vote up by the second week of December on extending those subsidies. So I believe that this is actually the right thing for Democrats to do. The problem is that they didn't get behind closed doors and have a strategy on how everyone knew what to expect. Chuck Schumer has been a terrible minority leader. I wish they would just bounce him out of there and put somebody else in charge, because they should have known what was going to happen. They should have had a plan for this, rather than this looking like everyone is just bumping into each other and yelling at each other. The reason I think this is good is for Democrats here is that, first of all, the Republicans will be held to account and have to stand up where they stand on the health care subsidies. So we can't bail them out. Let them own it. That's what I believe. Also, if it weren't for Democrats to even raise this issue, if they just went in and signed this thing off and just allowed people to be like, you know, lambs to slaughter, at least they told people, we want to fight for this. This is worth fighting for, and we're going to put this issue front and center. And they did that. They made that people aware of it. I think that also was helpful to them in the elections. I think it was overwhelmingly positive for Democrats that they stood for something. They're standing for health care, which is incredibly important to people. And it showed you just how callous the administration and Republicans are. So I think that and the fact that they will make Republicans have to vote on it is important as well. So we've raised the awareness of the issue, and people are well aware where the parties stand on it as well. In the meantime, doing this, people go, what was the point of it? We have seen how this administration reacts and how far they're willing to go to inflict more pain on the American people. We've seen him fight to block SNAP payments. We've seen where he wanted them after they got the payments out to take them back. We've seen how he was willing to cut flights and impact and impede people to get his way, which is to stop people from being able to afford health care. We know exactly where Republicans stand on health care. When it comes to the Affordable Care Act, where people have coverage no matter their pre-existing conditions and certain preventative things must be covered, we know they'd rather undermine it and destroy it than help people. That is pretty much what you're hearing. All these people, Republicans in like just the last few days, said, why do we want to do the ACA and give money to health insurance companies? Right. So let's do universal health care. Let's do it right. Let's stop giving it to people who are just trying to make money off the backs of people. So I think that it is, the ball is now placed squarely in Republicans' hands about whether or not they're going to continue with these ACA subsidies or they're going to allow people to no longer have coverage. It's going to put them on notice. And by the way, this goes until January 30th. We could be back here again. And if Republicans don't put it up for a vote, you know, pulling the football, or if they vote it down, we know where they stand. And when January 30th comes around, who knows where we're back to again.
Right? I think I know exactly where we'll be back to, what we've seen over the past few weeks. I think Democrats hung on long enough to get through one huge hurdle. Remember the first two or three weeks where it was all Democrats want health care for illegal aliens. They hung on long enough that the issue landed in the lap of people, and regardless of what party they were at, they're like, wait a second, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, this is what I'm paying now, I'm not here illegally. So they kind of squashed that. There are some people still saying it, but it's nowhere near what it was. So now it's a real issue that needs to be taken care of. So in that regard, all that noise has been silenced. I was thinking about this, too. We keep hearing how one side of the party, one side of the Democratic Party is really upset with this because they weren't consulted. That's what we're being told. They could very well be like, look, we're going to do this. We'll take all the heat. You yell at us. It's politics is theater. Mm-hmm. So they very, very well could be like, going back to their people going, look, we didn't vote for this. We're going to keep fighting for you and still save face while the government gets open. Some of the problems get solved and we hope for the best. I have no hope for any of this because I feel like somebody's going to try to throw a wrench into this to create more chaos.
Look,
because chaos creates opportunity for people politically.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens because we're already hearing, Mike Johnson go like, I'm not doing, the House isn't doing a vote. We don't want to do a vote. I mean, this is not a done deal yet. We will see because this puts it squarely back into Republicans' laps. Right. And what if they go, wait, we don't want to have to vote on this, you know. There's a lot of things that could happen still before this thing ends up being fixed. But I do feel like this was the right thing for Democrats to do. We know the American people know where Democrats stand. We've been able to see how ruthless, cold, cruel, heartless, callous the administration and Republicans have been to the needs of people. And it's going to be something where they're going to have to, in December, either put up or shut up. Are you seriously going to vote it down and at least let them own the situation? Because there's only so much you can do being the minority party. There's only so much you can do. But I think they have brought the issue front and center. Plus, they're also guaranteeing that people who were let go during the shutdown will get their jobs back, get their back pay as well. That was another issue that was happening there as well. So there's other things in here that I feel like are good things to happen as we move forward on this. We know that enrollment for lots of universities and colleges have had some decreases. And at Penn State, the Commonwealth campuses, they made some difficult decisions this year about certain campuses that would close. And one of them is Penn State Wilkes-Barre. And looking at the numbers, they had an annual decrease from last fall to this fall of 29%.
Thanks.
They had the lowest student population of any of the Commonwealth campuses across the entire Commonwealth. Now, those numbers aren't surprising because it was already being reported that they would be closing. So it seems obvious that some people who maybe were going to go there went somewhere else or went to a different one as well. But when we look at the numbers for other locations as well, Penn State Hazleton had a fall enrollment of 504 students. That was a 2.1% decrease from what they had last fall. But it was an increase from the fall of 2021 because they, you know, so it, in the grand scheme of things, you know, they've been staying open. Penn State Schuylkill in Schuylkill Haven had a fall enrollment, which went down 6.4%. But they do say it was a 9.9% greater number than its five-year number of students. Penn State Scranton has seen its enrollment decline over the last 5 years. So the campus's fall 2025 student body was down 10% from fall of 2024. And they did not see an increase from fall of 2021. It was a decrease of 21%. So we do know that Penn State Wilkes-Barre will be closing. But still, you have to wonder about looking at the numbers going forward. They say they are doing targeted recruiting strategies to promote enrollment. And they want to continue to do that to try to keep people coming to these Commonwealth campuses.
I think there's probably a bit of cause and effect with lower enrollment when people start going, but are they going to open? Are they going to stay open? That's such a huge decision. So I think if I'm them, I say, let's put a bit of effort into the, hey, we've made some changes and we're here for good. Start telling people you're not going anywhere. If you start telling people that, maybe they'll start coming back. And you'll see an increase.
Well, there are decreases at many other schools.
I understand.
As well. Right.
But then
we know that.
This has been like this uneasy period for them. Like, will this campus be here? You start at one. So I think if they could make people understand that, hey, where we are now is where we'll be for the next 5 years, you'll probably see more people be willing to take a leap of faith with them. Right now, it's a little dicey.
I will say, having a child who is in the Penn State system and started at a Commonwealth campus, unfortunately, I think what happened was they had so many campuses, but what they would do was a number of times you would find courses that would be online as opposed to being in person. And, you know, some of those courses maybe that would work with, but others that are more hands-on. It was, you know, it seemed to me what they were trying to do, obviously, is get these people in locally, the people that didn't want to pay for their kids to go away to school somewhere and have to pay for the housing as well. Yeah. But when you start making things more difficult in terms of, like, my kids there at school, but, you know, three of their courses are online courses because one teacher in a different campus is teaching all of these, you start to go, well, is this really the college experience that you'd want?
Well, the answer is simply no. I mean, there's no way around it. No one's like, I can't wait to get to college and watch my teacher on my phone. Or my laptop. It's not the same.
Right, right. But anyway, we'll see how this goes as they go along. Certainly things will change. I think once these other ones close, you will see some obviously picking up because students still may go just to a different place. Big game tonight, the Eagles and the Packers. But will you be able to see it? If you have YouTube TV, you can purchase the ability to watch it. I just wonder what the numbers are for YouTube TV with cancellations.
I saw, though, with this, if this game doesn't happen tonight, which all signs are pointing to it not airing on YouTube TV, they might offer, get this, a $20 credit.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Woo! I remember the days of like, my cable is out for 3 hours. They're like, we'll give you a month free.
Mm-hmm.
No, that doesn't happen anymore. They have all the power, I guess.
Right. Hmm. So if you watched this weekend, the Penn State Nittany Lions, it was so close. Almost had a big upset win over Indiana. Lost in the last 2 minutes. But you got to give Indiana credit. They were amazing.
But they showed that why they're number two. I've seen people say it was a heartbreaker for the Nittany Lions. Yeah, no, my heart stopped a long time ago for this season. So it's just another like, oh, that would have been nice, I guess.
Look, the students and the fans came out. Certainly not like it was on the whiteout, but 100,000 plus, and they were quite vocal during the game. Gave them a rousing applause when they were going into, I'm sure, heartbroken going into that locker room afterwards. But they really played with fire. And unfortunately, they just came up short. And still, I can question some of the decisions made, especially on offense. They could have, if they could have just converted that third down, if they could have just done that and run out the clock, it would be a very different end to the game. But man, did they play with real heart So this weekend they're playing Michigan yeah. State. Both teams have not had a win in the Big Ten, so someone will at least not be completely zero wins.
I'm going to say that's what I went into this weekend. This weekend was just full. It was like someone dumped a bucket of bad football on me this weekend. Mm-hmm. Just it was so bad. The Jets beat my Browns. I know bad football. Nobody knows bad football. Like, I know bad football, and the Cleveland Browns play bad, bad football. Right. Embarrassingly bad football. I'm going to say this. I know we're not Cleveland Sports Talk Radio, but for this moment, I'm going to say if they don't fire their coach today, they'll never, and it's all over. I might as well get rid of my dirty hat and throw my fandom in it was a disastrous, embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I'd rather they hire James Franklin right now.
People were talking about, and they've been talking about it, but will the coach of the Giants get the accent?
Yeah, they don't like him. No, it's not easy. You can be a mediocre to maybe even better than average coach anywhere in the country, but if you're in New York, you can't.
Isn't their quarterback also injured? I think he's on concussion protocol.
Jackson Dart. Yeah,
Jackson Dart. That's so,
part of that rebuilding process with him and Scadaboo.
For them that started off with like all these hopes and such.
They started off really weak and everything started to line up.
Not with Jackson Dart for him. Like there were, I mean, they beat the Eagles in that one game and it seemed like everything was clicking for them then. And then it fell apart.
Yeah, Scadaboo gets injured. Now he's injured. And it's like, I mean, the coach will probably take a fall because the fans don't want him there.
Right. Right. All right. Well, anyway.
They hold some power in New York.
Yeah, this
Jersey.
Is true. Well, we'll see what happens in that situation. But big game tonight for the Eagles.
Tell me how it goes.
you're not going to try to figure out a way to
watch it. No, it starts late anyway, so I probably wouldn't have watched it even if it was on, to be honest.
Oh.
But it's that whole situation is crappy.
So. Yeah, it is a bad situation for folks. All right. The other situation that we have, obviously, breaking last night. And that is this, it looks like a possible end to the government shutdown, where 8 moderate Democrats seem to have worked out some kind of a compromise of such with Republicans to get this government opened up again. But it really has created quite a firestorm within the party, because there are Democrats who are furious and said, no, we wanted to hold the course until they got that extension of the ACA subsidies.
Yeah.
And look, the people that have been talking behind the scenes with Republican leaders there in the Senate have said that there was no movement on that. They said the best that we could get would be a vote in mid-December. And look, the Republicans have said, look, open the government up and we'll vote on it, right? Or we'll work on it or whatever it may be. Now, a part of this is a promise from the Senate to put a vote on the ACA subsidies second week of December. So I am not one of those who is furious over this. I only wish that Democrats would have met behind closed doors and ironed this out and come to some kind of an agreement so that they didn't have this infighting afterwards. But as you said before also, Jason, sometimes the way they do things is say, you get cover here, you get cover here, we'll be outraged here. But in the end, they have, I believe, done the right thing in putting the ACA subsidies front and center, talking about health care front and center and the affordability of it. The danger to rural hospitals and rural health care is real. And now the Republicans will own it. If they neglect to hold the vote, they show the American people that they're not trustworthy. And also, this is all just kicked down till the end of January. And this whole thing could happen all over again.
Like I said earlier, too, I mean, let's get through the holidays. And it's going to be nice, relaxing holidays for everybody. But people who are looking at that, wow, my bill went from, it's going up $800 a month.
It's horrible,
my marketplace insurance premiums. That's not something you want to look forward to. So you're sitting here going, great, I'm glad we got through. Can we make this, can we fix this? And look, I'm all for something brand new, but there's nothing brand new gets put on the table. It's all like, there's no big new ideas. It's just, we got something for you coming. It's not coming. Fix this the way it is until we get something better.
Universal health care is coming. And that is something that I think the American people would be open to. much more so than they were back in 2008. I mean, I've often said that I believe Barack Obama should have pushed for universal health care right up front. I didn't think he was going to get it, but he would have had Republicans on board then for the ACA. But instead of giving the weakest position forward, instead of going big and then negotiating to the other one, I feel like that lost a lot of the political buy-in from the other side. Look, there for a long time, people believed, we all know the powerful get the best of everything, right? They're going to have the advantage. But there was always this belief for the American people that if I work hard, I'll be able to have a house. I'll be able to raise a family. I may not be taking great luxurious vacations, but I'd be able to take care of myself and my family, have a job and look forward to a retirement where at least I'm comfortable. Not comfortable as in, you know, everything in life. But somewhere along the line, all of that got fractured. People don't have, not only do you not have the ability to be able to buy a home. Did you see where the Trump administration is floating 50-year mortgages? That is insane. That is absolutely outrageous. The compact that we had with our politicians, whatever party, was if I work hard, I can at least have these things. Now we're being told you can work hard and you still may not be able to afford health care. People won't stand for that. People won't stand for, I've got to work every day and I can't even possibly buy a home, take care of my kids or send them to college, or have health care. And so I think that we're in a very different time than we were back in 2008.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We will continue to talk about what looks like a deal with some moderate Democrat Senate members to push forward and open the government. It still has some hurdles to go through. The House will have to scramble back after their vacation, which went on for weeks and weeks. Will they finally swear in the newest member of the House of Representatives?
They're probably weighing the pros and cons of all of this.
And then will they do the Epstein vote? We shall see.
You said they're going to have to come back. Can we use the word scurry back? Yeah. I feel like it fits because it's usually... Is that too mean?
Yeah, right.
Scurry back.
Well, they can scurry back because they really just did nothing.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump, I don't know if you saw him at the Washington Commanders game on Sunday. I did see a bunch of video. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I have throughout, you know, the time that he has been in office, out of office, whatever, since 2015. He'll be somewhere and I'll see this headline that goes, Donald Trump booed at blah, blah, blah. And then I'll listen to it and I'll go, well, there's like cheers and there's boos. I will say that this time when I went to watch it, he got booed roundly on Sunday when he took the microphone and conducted a swearing-in ceremony for members of the U.S. military. So he was reading the U.S. Armed Forces Oath of Enlistment, but it did not stop the fans shouting their displeasure. And I don't know, like, I don't know how much when you're in those booths you can tell what the reaction is from people. He was there with the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, as well.
Yeah, looks like a closed-off booth. I've been in one of those booths, and usually you can't hear anything, anything outside. So he may not have had any idea.
Right. Now, even conservatives were acknowledging the booing, and of course they used it to talk about how unpatriotic and disrespectful the fans are. But anyway, this is an area that, look, the Washington, D.C. area is heavily Democrat area, okay? That's just the way it is. You know, Kamala Harris won more than 90% of votes in Washington, D.C., and 62% of votes in Maryland. So not a big no-brainer. I did see some stories also saying, does Donald Trump want the commanders to name their new?
I heard that story too. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, let me just say what it is. So they want it. They're getting a new supposed stadium.
Correct.
And all this stuff. And he has said that he wants it named after him. That's what the reporting is. And I'm telling you folks right now, I'm going to look this thing up, but I don't know how much I can believe about anything anymore, and I think the internet will backfire so spectacularly that people will eventually get tired of going there and seeing things that later on turn out to not be true. Headlines. Sources say, and this is ESPN, Trump wants Commander's new D.C. stadium named for him. Another headline. Okay, this one is an opinion piece, USA Today. Commander's owner cannot sully team by naming new stadium for Donald Trump. Let's see. White House says naming new Washington Commander Stadium after Trump would be beautiful. That was a story from the Associated Press.
That was from the press secretary.
Right.
Saying President Trump's the reason they're getting this new stadium. He should get the name.
Do you think after the booing he got from the Commanders game, things might not go so well? But I'm so amazed at someone who is, and it shouldn't be amazing, is so narcissistic about everything. Everything has to be about him. And I think one thing the shutdown has shown, as we've gone through, you know, what was it, 40 plus days, is that, number one, while people were talking about Americans losing SNAP benefits during the shutdown, and also people being fired during the shutdown, and who knows if they'll come back. And then on top of it, the increasing healthcare costs, which are going to impact people directly, and people will leave coverage rather than have to face those higher costs. I think one thing we have seen is that Donald Trump has stayed focused on turning the White House into the Palace of Versailles. Honestly, during all of this, he's having great Gatsby parties. He is redoing the Lincoln bedroom and the gaudy, tacky gold and marble. And the things that he is focused on are so far from the things that affect most Americans, whether Republican or Democrat.
I haven't talked about this at all. I've had this thought for a while. Was it last week they showed they put Oval Office in gold letters outside of the Oval Office? Did you see that?
Yeah, it's really tacky.
My first reaction was, I could completely see this, whether or not he wants it to be serious or it's the ultimate troll, which I think it would be, putting the golden Trump letters on the White House. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds absurd, right. But it feels like that's the direction we're going in, just to be like, look, it is mine. What are you going to do about it? And that makes me sick, because it shouldn't be that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The blackout of channels ESPN and ABC on YouTube TV prompted backlash from viewers. We know that. They have been negotiating a new carrier agreement. There's no positive or substantial updates. YouTube TV appears to be trending toward backtracking and adding them while the negotiations continue. So is there a glimmer of hope? YouTube TV publicly revealed a letter it shared with Disney, including an offer to immediately restore ABC and ESPN to the streaming platform while negotiations continue. So this was a letter posted back on November 3rd. So some people are saying, is it coming or did something happen where something went wrong?
They're both trying to win. And I think YouTube TV is willing to say, we'll risk losing customers because they all know it's because of you, Disney. It seems like they're winning the perception battle, but we'll see long term.
24% of people in one research where 1,100 consumers were asked about the blackouts, 24% say they've already canceled or intend to cancel their YouTube TV subscription. That's a lot of people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.